Section 2. You will hear a man giving a guide talk to new students at a university library. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 16. Now listen carefully to the guide talk and answer questions 11 to 16.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to welcome you all to Wesley University Library. This is a 20-minute tour around the library to show you all the facilities and all you'll need to know to start off your life here as a student at the university. What I'll start by doing is telling you about what you need to do to join the library. Then I'll briefly tell you about our facilities, and then I'll guide you quickly round and show you everything. So, to join the library, you need to go to the reception between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. After that, the reception closes, though all the other facilities will stay open until 10 p.m. At the reception, they'll give you an application form. After you fill that in, you'll have to give us the fee of £5, which you have to give us every year that you're a member of the library. We will also need to see your university card to confirm that you're a student of the university. And finally, we'll need two passport photos, one for our records and the other for your library card. You will need to do all this as soon as possible so you'll be able to use the facilities at once. I'm sure your workload will begin to build up soon. Now, let me tell you a bit about the facilities. The library opens daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m, though, as I told you earlier, the reception operates only between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. although this is extended to 6:30 p.m. on Fridays to give students more time to organise their book requirements for the weekend. The reception is closed on Sundays. Undergraduate students are permitted to take out 4 books at any one time, and each book may be borrowed for a period of 2 weeks. Postgraduates may borrow 6 books at a time. Borrowing time can be extended by a period of 1 week per book, if the student comes into the library in person with the book in question, so it can be re-stamped. We do not renew book borrowing over the phone. If you are late in returning any book, then you will be charged a fine of £2 for every week that you are late. You won't be able to take out any other books until this fine is paid. This is not a method of earning money for the library, but merely what we have to do to ensure that all students have access to all the books that they will need.
You now have some time to look at questions 17 to 20. Now listen to the rest of the guide talk and answer questions 17 to 20.
Okay then, on to the layout of the library. We're on the ground floor of the library at the moment. Here we have the reception, the computers, which you can use to search for books and their location, and the bathrooms, which are behind the reception. The rest of the ground floor is taken up by the non-lending section of the library. Here we keep all the books which are either too valuable or are used too much to lend out. You can reserve time with these books at reception and use them during any time that the library is open, but, of course, you may not remove them from the library. On the first floor above us we have the arts section, which includes books that students will need for subjects such as languages, literature, art, and history. On the second floor is the science section. We'll see these in a minute. Of course, individual departments will usually have their specialist libraries in their buildings, though the computer catalogues here will list them so you know where to find everything, whether it's here or in the specialist libraries. Finally, in the basement, we have the stack system, which contains the university collection of magazines and journals that we have collected and to which we subscribe. If there's anything that we do not have or that you can't find, please go to reception and let them know the details. The university operates a swap system with other universities, and we can arrange for volumes that we do not possess to be sent here on a limited loan. Well, those are the basic details about the university library.
That is the end of section 2. You'll now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.